This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Five-party coalition decides to take action against electoral alliance forced outside ruling parties. Health Ministry urges people to adopt precautions citing possibility of COVID infection risk during local level election. Nepal and US mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapakse agrees to form interim government with new Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. A five-party ruling alliance has decided not to recognize any electoral alliance forced outside the camp for May 13 local level election. The meeting attended by top leaders of the ruling partners at Baluwatar showed the prompt withdrawal of the alliance forced outside the coalition. The meeting chaired by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba decided to make efforts to withdraw the rebel candidacies filed from the parties in the alliance. Likewise, the alliance is to swing into action against candidacies filed for mayors and deputy mayors at 6 metropolises and 11 sub-metropolises, violating the central understanding. The Election Commission has withdrawn the attention of all not to force anyone to withdraw the nomination registered for May 13 local level election. Issuing a press statement today, the Commission urged the political parties not to force candidates to take back their nominations. The Election Commission has urged the entire political parties and their candidates to contribute and to fully abide by the Constitution and laws. And the Election Commission has also directed all 753 local levels to mandatorily operate CCTV cameras in the vote counting centres. There are a total of 10,756 polling stations and 21,955 voting booths for upcoming local election. The Supreme Court has given continuity to its previous order asking the government not to suspend Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari from his post. The division bench of Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla and Tonka Bahadur Mukhtan gave continuity to the previous short-term interim order given by Justice Hari Prasad Puyal, late single bench. The single bench had also asked the government not to implement its decision made to suspend Governor Adhikari. Governor Adhikari was suspended as the governor formed a probe committee against him on the 7th of April. Nepal and USA are marking 75 years of diplomatic relations today. On the occasion, via his Twitter handle, U.S. Foreign Secretary Antony Blinken, has said Nepal has seen incredible changes in its governance, economic development and international engagements. Likewise, congratulating Nepali and American citizens on the occasion, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry, has said that the friendship between the two countries is based on mutual respect, democratic values and sovereignty. Meanwhile, Nepal has reaffirmed its commitment to further enriching the long-standing friendship and cooperation between Nepal and US. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka and Deputy Vice President of Millennium Challenge Corporation Jonathan Brooks held a cordial meeting today. The Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that during the meeting held at the ministry, both sides discussed the implementation of MCC projects in Nepal, including their economic benefits. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The health minister says there is still a high risk of coronavirus infection despite the decreasing rate of virus infection in Nepal. Health Ministry's joint spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said the infection rate was lower in Nepal in comparison to the neighboring countries. He, however, hinted at the high risk of COVID infection. Likewise, joint spokesperson Adhikari urged all to remain alert as there could be high infection during the May 13 local level election due to mass movement of people. The government is preparing to introduce the Advertising Code of Conduct to regulate the advertising agency. Inaugurating the two-day training on capacity building of human resources for advertisement management today, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, said the Code of Conduct would be introduced in consultation with stakeholders to make the advertisement sector more decent, transparent and accountable. The Secretary also reaffirmed his commitment to make the board transparent and competitive and to amend board's policies and regulations as per the time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has agreed to form an interim government with a new prime minister and a new cabinet of ministers. According to local media Ceylon Today, former president and chairperson of Sri Lankan Freedom Party, Maithripala Sirisena, stated that President Rajapaksa had agreed to form an interim government after a meeting held today. It was also agreed upon to appoint a National Assembly to assist the President and a new Cabinet to address the sentiment of people and tackle the deepening economic crisis. The National Assembly will appoint the new Prime Minister and Cabinet of Ministers. Russia has launched a series of missile strikes on different areas of Ukraine, including its capital, Kiev. The Russian missile strikes came as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was visiting Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Moscow has confirmed that it hit Ukrainian targets but has not commented on the strikes on the building. Russia has confirmed that it launched multiple missile strikes on Ukraine yesterday. The Russian Defense Ministry said it used high-precision missiles to destroy the protection facilities of a space rocket plant in the capital. It also claimed that its air strikes hit 10 Ukrainian military assets and destroyed 3 power substations across the country. Likewise, it has also been reported that journalist Vera Henrys at Ukraine's Radio Liberty was killed in one of the several Russian missile strikes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and it will be fair in rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunderstorms are also likely to occur at few places of high hilly region of Gandaki Province and at one or two places of hilly region of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Five-party coalition decides to take action against electoral alliances forged outside ruling parties. Health Ministry urges people to adopt precautions citing possibility of COVID infection risk during local-level election. Nepal and US mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa agrees to form interim government with new Prime Minister. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.